Bottom of the barrel.
Sup?
Episode 5.
We're here.
Yes, we are.
We're Steers.
Ian Villafuerte. Our mamani malalala.
We didn't plan that.
No, we didn't plan that. That was actually really cool.
That was cool.
Yeah, guys. Episode 5. We're here. It's been a week.
How's life?
Good.
It's okay.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
You talking to me?
Yeah. I mean, we can't really talk to people that are listening because they can't talk back.
Dude, it's funny because people would be like, when they talk to me about the podcast, like, I feel like I'm talking to you guys, but like, I'm not really talking to you guys. It's just like, I'm just talking.
I feel like that's a nice thing to say.
Yeah, because it's like, if people are engaged.
Yeah, you're engaged. Like, our conversation is
engaging.
Engaging, but it's like also like a natural conversation to where people feel like they're part of it.
Yeah, and I appreciate that.
That's a nice feeling. Yes. Or maybe they're just making fun of us the whole time while they're listening.
Like, these guys are fucking stupid.
Like, I feel like I'm picking on you guys the whole time I listen.
When I say talking to you guys, I mean picking on you.
I actually hate you guys.
You guys are actually my least favorite people on the
I listen internet. To it in spite of you. I give you views.
So we're trying things where we're trying to engage, or not engage, I guess get the listeners'
ideas
more. So like last time we did the questions, this time we posted on Instagram
what topics
we should talk about. And the most...
Unfortunately
for us and everyone else.
Not from us.
This
from
is
you guys.
The most requested topic was porn.
God knows why.
Yeah, so like, porn.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
I mean, like, yeah, it's a thing. Pretty destructive thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
I think it's terrible for you, but
I mean, yeah, it's bad.
It's bad. It's not.
It's really bad.
It's not a good thing.
We do it knowing it's bad.
We don't do it. We don't do porn.
Yeah. We don't. We'd be rich.
Yeah, we wouldn't be. I wouldn't be on this podcast.
Yeah. We wouldn't.
Or
be
I'd be on a different podcast.
Joe Rogan's podcast.
I'm talking about different things.
And I'd be driving home in my Lamborghini.
Yeah. Dude, you know what's crazy though? How much money there is in porn.
Dude, they make a lot of money.
Isn't that like the most
lucrative?
No, the most like visited websites on the internet, aren't they porn websites?
Look that up real quick. Probably on my phone.
probably on my phone. Yeah.
Type in how much. It's a very lucrative.
How many visits?
How much money do porn stars actually make? You'd be surprised. Oh
well. Surprise me.
This is weird. I don't like looking this up. Given those factors, Hall gives this breakdown of what top talent. So this is from the Daily Dot.
It's
an article about how much they make.
How much? Who's they? Are they like the top porn stars?
Actors, on average. On average actors.
Okay.
Female performer.
Okay.
300 to 1500 for a scene. Male performer, 500 to 1500 a scene.
A scene?
Female performer, all woman scene. Gets paid $700 to $1,200. Interesting. Yeah, that's weird. Well, this estimate says the average porn star makes about oh my god.
What is it?
$120,000 a year.
That's solid.
That's women. Men making $40,000 to $50,000 a year.
Well, that's no one really watches porn for the men.
Yeah, but
that's if I were to watch porn. I don't, so it's
that's insane. $120,000. That's a lot of money.
To have sex.
That's average.
To have sex for people to.
The top earners make like $200,000 to $300,000.
That makes sense.
That's like freaking doctor money, dude.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That is.
And I'm sure they all like their jobs.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah, but maybe you think that just because it's sex. But like, what if they're like,
I hate this.
Yeah, like I hate this. Or if like it ruins their views on sex, or their thoughts on sex. Like, sex is like to me, probably to you too. Sex is like a
it's like a special thing.
It's a special thing that you do
that you share with your loved person.
The loved person.
Yeah, the person that you love.
Yeah, your loved one.
Not your family, but like,
yeah, obviously.
Like the person, yeah, like the person you meet later.
Yeah. That your soulmate.
Yeah.
That's the one we're talking about.
Sometimes, but most of the time, not your soulmate though.
Okay, well, hey.
When some you lose most.
Yeah. So like to us, it's like a special
thingy
thing. Not acti- it's like I don't want to say activity.
Activity. That sounds like a, what'd you guys do today?
We had sex. It's no, not an activity.
Oatmeal.
We woke up, then we went to the store, had sex,
and then made some eggs.
You don't just say that as an activity.
Yeah, yeah. That's
it's
true.
Like a what would you call that? It's a.
It's part of like any romantic relationship. It's like a. There was a. God dang it! I was just reading about it. I think it was. I don't know if it was Freud. Freud was a psychologist, right?
Something like that.
He was a psychologist. I think. I was talking about it, and it's like the physical manifestation of your feelings.
That's a good way to put it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But it's
for each other. You physically.
It still doesn't answer the question if it's an activity or.
I think it's an activity.
It's a manifestation. That's what it is. We're going to say it's a manifestation.
Well, it's an activity that encompasses a manifestation.
Right.
Because those are like two different things.
Okay.
Anyways.
So we're saying how, I was saying how, like, to us,
probably
it's
ruins
like,
it.
Yeah, it probably ruins, like, do they, are they, first of all, are they married? And I know a lot of them are.
A lot of them are married and or have, like, boyfriends or, like, girlfriends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, like, when they have sex with their actual significant other.
Yeah.
Is it, like, fake?
Is it weird? Like, does their spouse or significant other have to think about that? They probably do.
Well, I'm sure they find spouses?
That don't
that that, like, they have to be okay with it. They're not going to date someone that's, like, a jealous person.
You have to be a little bit gone.
Up there.
Yeah. To, like, be okay with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to be either the most accepting human being... And or a screw is a little bit loose. Not all the way.
That's so weird.
Like, imagine your wife comes home and you just look at her and you go, I love you, babe.
Imagine the whole dinner table. Like, hey, how's work today thing?
Do they talk?
I can't imagine they talk about it. Right? Like, say, I don't think so. She's a porn star. He's an accountant.
Yeah. What'd you do for work? Oh, balance some books.
I just moved around some numbers.
Yeah.
I got my end of quarter.
What about you? A gangbang?
Oh no.
Like, does your husband just choke on his broccoli when he hears that? Like,
that's so hard to think about, though.
It's really an interesting topic. Like,
because there's, I could never do it.
So little is known. Like, I don't know.
Well, I feel like if they're like, I'm sure porn stars have no problem talking about it though.
No, they don't.
I'm sure there's interviews probably where not. They talk about it that
probably
we just haven't
not.
Seen them.
Because it's out there. I mean.
Yeah, that's literally what their job
it's
is.
It's not like they're doing it in secrecy. Like they're paying the rent by doing that, and I feel like to go ahead and do the activity to get into the business of pornography, you have to be like
that's so weird.
You have to be okay with it. You have to accept it, and with that exception, you. Be totally fine with it comes with the type
it
of person
comes,
you know
it
what I'm
comes
saying?
With the job too
like I'm sure there's not that many porn stars that are like oh I don't want to talk about that yeah. Like they're like timid about it no they're probably like heck yeah I do that swag cool
well it's just
let
like
let me jump in my Lamborghini
well, it's just like the opposite like CIA people or whatever like they can't talk about their job
yeah it's like
so it's like the opposite
there's
so it's like
meant secrecy yeah like, you know what I'm saying
yeah so like they're trained. I'm not saying they're true. Okay, so this is kind of different. But, like, the CIA guys or whatever, special operatives, they're trained. They know
well, there's consequences for...
They know they can't say
yeah.
that. So
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
that
yeah.
comes with that job. And then being, like, out there comes with this job. You know
it's
what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say?
It's interesting. I mean, like...
I
kind of think, like, how does it affect their... How does it affect their, like...
Personal life?
Yeah. Like,
how,
your
like
friends, family, this and that.
Oh,
like,
do you think they're only friends with porn stars?
I don't know, man.
Because imagine if, like, you're... Imagine you go to a family gathering, and then... Okay, I don't want to, like...
I don't like this.
I don't like it, but I'm going to do it.
Okay,
do imagine, it. Like, you go to a family gathering, and then your cousin is a porn star.
And people know.
And people... And she's, like, a... Or, you want me to say she or he? Just for the comfort of you.
Just say he, she. He slash she.
Yeah. Your cousin is a porn star. And a well-known porn star. And it's... And everyone knows. Like, how do you... I would imagine if it's your family, though, you talk to them like you're just, like, their family.
Yeah.
You know, it's different.
Yeah. No, it's true.
You know what I mean? Now that I think about it, like...
Especially in this day and age, it's a little bit more accepting. Like, people don't care.
Yeah.
But it's just, like... It's still a little... It's not like, oh, you're a bad person. But it's just different.
It's yeah,
just
it's different. Like...
It's, like, weird.
It's, like... That's one of the things that when, like, you bring a girl to your meet your family, like, oh, that's my cousin. She's...
You're gonna say it.
Yeah.
You're gonna
it's,
say it.
It's not like... It's not like... It's, like, this it's this a physical regular
cousin.
Person. Like,
this is my cousin, this Veronica. My...
Yeah, period. That's it.
She's in the entertainment business.
No, no. No, I'm talking about,
she's
like...
She's an actress.
I'm talking about the other, like, the other people you introduce her to. You don't give them their...
Yeah.
Their occupation. It's like, oh, this is...
Oh,
this is
do?
Michael. This is... Like, this is my cousin Michael. This is my Uncle Joe. This is my cousin... Let's say Veronica.
I'm sorry if your name is Veronica.
Yeah, if your name... I don't think we know many Veronicas.
I don't think I know one.
I don't know one Veronica either. Anyway,
So her name is Veronica.
Her name is Veronica. This is my cousin Veronica. She's in the entertainment industry. But, like, everyone else is, like, a regular person that you...
I think...
You know what I mean?
I think...
What do you think? Because you said that three times.
They would introduce themselves... Like, if you were to introduce her... Him or her... You'd be like
the porn star.
Your cousin that is in the adult entertainment business.
Okay.
I think you would say like she's an adult actress. He's an adult actor. Or they would say that. You know, they would say that. Address
it. I feel like
they
wouldn't say that.
But I don't think they would be like, "Hey, what's up? This is a nice picnic." Yeah, I'm a porn star.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they would.
They wouldn't say.
They wouldn't voluntarily be like, "Yeah, I'm in the porn business."
They would say, "I'm in the adult entertainment." Adult.
They wouldn't say anything.
I'm an adult actress.
I don't think they would say it.
Or I'm in the. That's what I'm saying. That's like the most they would go, I think.
Okay, so, we had a lady come into the branch, like one of my old branches,
uh-huh.
And then she was obviously, like, she had assets.
There had been
in the
work.
Front and in the behind.
Yeah.
And then she brought in a lot of $1 bills. No, she brought in a lot of cash.
Yeah, I was at... We worked
were
with
you
the
there?
Same lady. She was tall.
Shh. She could be listening.
Her account number was... No, she was tall.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this. Well, anyway.
I'm trying to think. I don't think if you... You're just describing someone that you saw.
Yeah, I'm describing someone.
There's a tall lady.
There's
she
a tall
had
lady.
Assets.
Yeah, and I...
Had
and
a lot of ones.
Anyway, someone asked her what she did. And then she said, "I'm in the adult industry."
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what she said. But she did. But this is after someone asked her what she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like they like, "I'm in the adult industry." Hey. Before
yeah,
they
just
it
say it, and it's whatever.
Yeah, it's just a job.
It's just a job. Pays the bills.
Where did this come from? Where do we go from this?
Where do we go?
Where did we come from this point?
Where do we come? From this?
All right, don't say it like that. We're talking about porn.
Yeah. Because there's so many questions about...
Yeah. So personal, their personal lives.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How does it affect their personal lives?
Yeah. So, like, how... I'm really interested in how it affects their sex life.
Like
their actual sex life.
Their marriage.
Yeah.
And or relationship with their spouse.
Like, I'm very interested on how that works.
That is interesting. Because something it's not like something has to be wrong, but something has to be different.
Like, do they have sex with their spouses the way they have sex with
the Maybe they separate it in their head. Like, this is work. You know?
But if I thought,
like, they make that mental note, this is work, but when they go home to their husband and or wife and or girlfriend
it's
and
like
or
real.
Boyfriend, it's like, oh, this is just my regular life.
And this is real.
Maybe we're overthinking it.
Yeah,
but... You know what I'm saying?
It's just hard to think because you don't do that like in our jobs. Like I don't like because my work is actually work, and then I don't have to do that when I get home.
Yeah, you don't have to do that when you get home. Yeah.
Like their work,
and it's different because it's like emotional. It's special.
Yeah,
it's this, it's that. So that's
like,
weird.
I don't. I would never be able to do that. I don't think. Just because I know the kind of person I am.
Yeah.
And I know that like in it's that specific. Activity.
It'd be interesting.
That specific activity is like something that I
cherish.
Don't say it like that.
I hold dear.
Don't look at me like that when you say it.
Okay, well.
But yeah.
But yes.
But yeah, that.
Yeah.
So it's
that
like
is...
I can't imagine
that is weird. It's not weird in the way that it's like, oh, it's weird, but it's like it's unusual. Like I want to get inside someone's head.
Can we talk about how much money is in that industry, though?
Lots of money.
Dude.
They make lots of money.
Just, like, not only the actors and actresses, but,
because,
like,
what's your overhead?
A camera?
A bed? A sofa?
A sofa?
A camera?
A black sofa in a white room?
Yeah.
In a...
That's it?
In an office?
In an office?
Never heard of that one. yeah.
Some actors.
Yeah. That's it.
People pay money for that stuff too, dude.
People pay
lots of money.
Lots of money for that.
Like, lots. To partake, not to partake, to watch that stuff.
But it feels like they're partaking. Like, not really.
They feel like they're there. Like how when people think they're part of the conversation.
Everything
with
comes
that.
Full circle.
So we're basically like verbal porn stars.
No, because that's the thing too.
What do you mean?
Like the call girls? You know what I'm talking about? Like
yeah,
when
the
like,
phone call. You can yeah. call, right? And they have phone sex with you.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's weird.
That's weird.
That's weirder than...
Imagine how they look. You know?
Huh.
Like, imagine, like, if you were to call one of those call... not call girls. Like, the...
They're not call girls. Phone call sex girls. Call girls are, like, escorts, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to use the derogatory term. Hooker, that was. I don't want to use that word.
I don't want... The one that you just said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Escort sounds better.
Escort does sound better.
Yeah.
There's a difference, though, I think.
Oh, yeah. I think escorts
are... escorts are like
escorts
people...
are, like, expensive. They go on dates with you to have a good time. I think it's, like, more like...
A hooker is like a...
Yeah. I hate that word.
I hate it.
That word
I hate
is
it.
Cool.
I hate it when I'm actually talking about the actual thing.
Yeah, like I'll call, stop you, hooker.
Yeah,
like,
I'll call like, someone else a hooker, like, without any question. But when it comes to, like, the actual thing...
Yeah, I don't like that word.
Yeah, but imagine like how like
how all just like super hot.
Well, I mean, I would imagine they hire people with like nice, sexy voices.
People that are good storytellers. They have good imaginations.
No, just like, with a sexy voice, you know.
Yeah,
because they're
true.
Not gonna pick a girl like a. What if they pick a hot girl with like a good deep voice, like, but she's hot, you know, like.
Yeah, well, you can't see her. She doesn't have to be hot.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, like, imagine, like...
Maybe the ones that didn't make it in the video industry...
Go to that industry.
Go to the phone industry.
And then they work their way up.
And then, if they don't make it in the phone industry, they go to the texting industry.
That's a thing?
No, it's not.
Phone texting? No, sexting?
Sexting? Maybe. It probably is. This world's crazy. It probably is.
Like, you have to pay to sext? If you have to pay to sext...
Man, that's an all-time low.
You need a...
No judgment, though.
No, I'm judging. I don't care. Armani's not judging you. I will.
I'm definitely judging you.
I'm definitely judging you. If you got to pay to sext,
yeah,
come on. Hey, be better.
Hey, go work out.
Hey, EOS, $9.99 for a basic
abs.
Gym membership. Not even. Just do some push-ups when you wake up in the morning.
Watch some comedy films. Just reenact what the guys do.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
Yeah. Chris D'Elia has a lot of sex with a lot of girls, apparently.
He's also very handsome.
Yeah, but he also has a giant, not beard, but he has like a messy beard that wouldn't look good on anyone else.
Yeah, but chicks like that.
Do you think so?
I think so. I've heard that a lot.
Maybe these don't... Maybe
the
just
messy hair. Oh my god, he looks like he doesn't shower.
I guess it just doesn't look good on
Remember
me.
Remember one of our friends that we both know who it is? One of our friends was like, look at this guy. Doesn't he look so hot and his driver's license? And we're like, that guy looks dead. And then Sean Boss came over and he was like, that guy looks like he's dying.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
You're silly. I think I've heard that more than once. Like,
but I know what you mean. Like, I know what you're
like
trying to say, but I...
Like, the disheveled look?
Yeah. Like,
it's like, he doesn't care, oh my god. He's not gonna care about me, he's so hot.
See, I'm too, like...
Logical?
I'm too short and not naturally handsome that I need to try a little bit,
that's
you know
I got
what I mean?
Braces.
Yeah, I mean...
I feel like I got kicked in the teeth.
Yeah.
I grind my teeth in my sleep, too. So,
do you?
Yeah. I do the front ones. So, I was trying to tell you this at the bar the other day, but you weren't listening to me. You were on your phone.
No, I wasn't.
I clench my teeth like this. Like, I clench my front two teeth,
yeah.
And it pushes them together, and I can feel it.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's really, really weird. But yeah, handsome.
Anyway,
things.
Handsome porn.
Handsome people.
Yeah.
Handsome porn.
Handsome porn people. Oh, that's weird. Now it's about guys.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah, so, first of all, don't pay for sexting.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't pay for porn.
Yeah, that's weird. Don't watch porn, honestly. It's not a good idea.
It's, it, watching porn is
Let's take a second to address it.
Yeah, okay, because I think this is...
Because we all know it.
This is important, honestly.
But we're not admitting it. Not us. We don't watch porn.
No.
No, no, we don't do that.
No, that's not us.
Because we're honest men.
Uh-huh. What else? Keep going. You're not done yet.
Yeah, I'm lying.
What?
I couldn't go farther with that.
Okay, but, well... Anyway, don't watch... Side effects. So here's the thing. We talked about this not that long ago. Why'd you do that?
It's okay. I smelled my armpit.
He smelled his armpit. We were talking, and he looked me in the eyes, smelled his armpit, and then came back. Anyway, it's bad. It desensitizes. That's a good way to put it, right?
Yeah. It's we were talking earlier. It's a special thing.
Yeah. And it desensitizes your ability... Not your ability. Maybe your ability.
There's studies on that. Like, it just, like, makes boys not be able to perform.
Well, here's the thing. If you watch a lot of porn, you expect, like, a perfect, like, porn star...
Girl.
Experience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if, like, you're just having... If you're having...
With, like, a regular person...
Yeah, if you're having sex with a person...
The 99%.
With a person that's not getting paid...
Yeah.
To do it with her fake boobs and spray tans and fake ass and...
Yeah, she's like 6'3".
Yeah.
Hot.
And then she's been practicing her moan for years on end.
In the mirror. Yeah.
I feel like you're not going to be able to perform...
You're not going
to
be a regular human. It's not human. You know what I'm saying?
Well, not going
to
be
able... It makes
able
you less... Not human.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But it puts that weird... Your standard... Doesn't get higher, but your standard changes to something that's not real.
That's the best way to put it.
Your standard changes to something that's not real, and with anything, not just porn watching, but like anything, that's not real. And it's not natural, and it's not healthy for you.
What's another example of that?
It can't be healthy for you.
It's another example. But that's not porn.
Who?
Because you said not just porn, so I want to know what else.
You know, that's hard. That's a hard question.
Because porn's a very specific thing.
Well, that's what makes it an interesting topic.
This topic is actually a lot more interesting than I thought it was going to be when we started talking about it.
I thought it was going to be super.
I thought it was going to be
superficial.
I thought it was going to be
really superficial.
Yeah, superficial. I thought it was going to be like, fuck, we're gonna have to talk about porn.
Yeah, this is weird.
But this is actually a lot more constructive than I expected.
Yeah,
okay, keep going. What's another example? Do you think?
I don't know, man. That's hard. That's a hard question. But. I think it's a hard question because, like you said... It's a very specific thing, and there's not a lot of things like porn. You know what I'm saying? There is, but there isn't. It's very in its own box, and the way it affects people is also different.
Like, people get addicted to porn.
Yeah, they become addicts.
It's an addiction.
Yeah, they do it like... Yeah, yeah.
That's weird.
And, like, the thing is, it's like, with that... You do it so much, you desensitize yourself to actual human sex.
Not human, like actual
like sex. Reality.
Yeah.
Like how you're supposed to feel towards a woman
And the way you look at them.
During coitus.
I hated that.
You don't like that word?
No.
Coitus? You've heard it before, right?
No, but I
coitus?
Hate
it. It's like...
Sex?
Sex.
I don't like the way that rolls off the tongue, though.
Coitus. Keep going. Coitus.
No, you were talking.
Coitus, physical union of male and female genitalia accompanied by rhythmic movements. Coitus.
I just don't like it.
High-fiving with your private part.
So,
it's just...
I
learned that from The Big Bang Theory. You remember Sheldon from The Big Bang
Theory? I never watched that show, but I've
You know the guy that plays him?
I've heard nothing but good things about that show.
He said coitus one time. I was like, what's coitus? And I looked it up and I was like, oh. So
sounds
I know the
sex.
It's like sexy time.
Sexy time.
But yeah, it... People get addicted to it, right?
Yeah.
So they get desensitized to a regular human...
Well, first of all, I feel like the people that are addicted to it don't have a lot of sex.
That is true.
So I feel like they wouldn't be decent. They would probably be very desensitized. However, they don't experience the desensitivity.
Okay, hold on. You know what I mean? That's a good point. And I'm going to touch base on another thing in a second.
Okay.
I'm just going to come... Not full circle, but...
But like...
Some kind of circle.
Some sort of shape.
So... A, it desensitizes you from regular people, right?
Yeah.
Regular intercourse.
Yes.
And, like, all the feelings, all that gooey stuff. but it also desensitizes you to the act itself of, you know, tugging your thing.
Tugging the
thing. I don't want to say the word.
I don't want you to say it.
I don't want to.
Please say it.
Masturbating.
Ah, there it is.
So, because a lot of people are probably addicted to it.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of people are probably addicted to it. It desensitizes you to the act itself, not just sex with a regular person. So then you go deeper into it, and it's like, that's just part of your life. It's like how gambling. Yeah, it's like gambling.
It's like gambling.
It's like, you do it once, you do it twice, you're like, oh, this is kind of bad.
Well, here's the thing.
But then it becomes part of your routine.
But there's no, like, monetary value. There's no monetary return from porn, watching porn.
That is true, but it's physical. But it's probably even worse to a certain... Well, I don't know if it's worse.
No, because gambling is like, I need to make my money back.
And I need
like,
to make my... It's psychological and monetary. And monetary. Consequences.
This is just psychological.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you're not getting $10 every time you jack off.
Yeah, I would be rich. In the arms. No, but like, it's just like, it's true. It's just like, I feel like, when did it become popular? It probably became way more popular when smartphones.
Dude, smartphones, and like, or like tablets, or like the iPhone touches, the iPod touches.
Even, like when computers came out, iPhones. Because I mean, back in the '80s and stuff, you'd get like the Nudie Mags.
Well, dude, that's like, what. Remember we went to the Rogan show.
Yeah, yeah, the
and they were talking about how we're talking about like how we're like spoiled or whatever, because before they had to go to the woods, go to the nudie mags.
Yeah. It's true. Like, it was hard to do it. You had to get nudie mags and you had to find a place to do it, and then computers came out and you're like, oh crap. Or VHS came out, whatever, and you watched that at home. You had to make sure nobody was home.
Yeah.
And then the progression, computers, this, that. And now you have smartphones that are always in your pocket. Now you can
literally watch it anywhere.
So if your kid, if your 13-year-old kid, which every 13-year-old kid has a smartphone.
Or like some sort of tablet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a tablet.
If they don't have a phone, they have a tablet.
Uh-huh.
If you have the internet browser, which you probably do.
You do. Yeah.
And your parents didn't put on...
parental controls.
Then you have access to that. And kids know that.
It's in their hand.
Kids know it. Kids know what it is at 12 or 13.
That's crazy.
They don't know a lot about it, but they know what it is, and they can access it.
They know it's there. And the thing is, they don't even know it's bad.
Yeah,
Do they know it's bad?
I think they know. No, they know it's bad.
Do they? Okay.
They know it's bad. Because it's like...
Yeah, because they always hide it.
It's like naked chicks and... Yeah, why would you hide it from your parents?
Yeah, if you don't... Yeah. Sorry.
But, like, it's like... What does that do? But that's another topic. It affects adults. How does it affect kids? Because if you, from a young age, which a lot of kids do it from a young age, say you're 14, 15, you're not developed at all. 15, 16.
You have more time to develop.
That's the thing, dude. In high school, most of the dudes I knew about it, have done it. Cool.
I want to say all the dudes.
All the dudes I know. 98% of them.
Yeah.
So high school, you're what? 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Somewhere.
How many years were you in high school?
6. Just kidding, I wasn't. I graduated in 4. Don't
14, make fun 15, 16, 17, 18. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, because, I'm saying the age range. Like, there's some kids that are younger and stuff. Yeah. You know, you get in right when you...
Yeah, so let's say 13 to 18.
Yeah, 13, 14.
Depending on 18. Yeah, some like people that. Older, some people... younger.
How does it affect a kid? You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't... Like, if you start as an adult, you're 35. The average dude, you've probably slept with women, you've probably had committed relationships, you probably know about love and stuff. I feel like they don't watch
porn that much.
Who's that?
Like
older men?
Yeah, like men that are... So say there's men that were in that era where you had to like... Where porn wasn't readily available. So like, and then like this new push of like... porn in your back pocket is like a thing, but you're like 30 years old.
Yeah,
I feel like you're not gonna be as inclined to do it as a kid that grew up doing it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? his standard day one is, oh, it's always in my back pocket.
Yeah,
that so makes like, sense.
You know,
that makes sense.
You know what I'm trying to say?
No, that makes sense.
Because I feel like
that makes sense.
No, but also it's like the kid that did it at a younger age, he's gonna. It's like there for him, you know what I mean? Like he technically was growing up doing it.
Yeah.
As the like, and you develop habits at a younger age, then you're gonna start doing them more.
Yeah. Like, can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Right. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you can't teach an old dog to watch porn on your iPhone
all the time. Well, the thing is also, this goes back to the whole thing of me talking about like desensitizing yourself to doing it so much.
Yeah.
Is that, like, if you do it so much at a young age, you desensitize yourself from doing it, so it just becomes normal. It's like a cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee.
You're like, ah, I gotta go do it.
Cup of Joe.
Gotta go do it. And it's like, really? Like, wow.
Yeah, don't do it.
It's really bad.
That's
like, the thing is, I'm not a scientist, but I'm almost 99% sure it's really bad because it's not natural.
Yeah.
And anything that's, I don't want to say anything that's not natural is bad for you, but to a certain extent.
To a certain extent.
Phones, computers, this, that.
Just like what we talked about the last podcast. Was that last podcast or the podcast?
No, podcast before. We kind of touched base on technology.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like the effects of technology and all that garbage.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah. It's like, how does it affect you?
It affects you. Sorry, I was looking at.
No, that's okay.
I think it definitely has a major psychological effects on you.
It has to.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I feel like if you do it for so long, it rewires you in a sense.
Yeah.
I've talked about him before, but the guy, Cal Newport, talked about it. And he said, I said this, I think, in our first episode.
Mm-hmm.
He had a TED Talk and he talked about social media. No, he talked about social media and technology and stuff like that. And he talked about how people, over the years, since modern technology has hit, people's attention spans have been really, like, shortened.
Yeah, I can imagine, because I...
Like their psychological, like, their makeup, their chemicals in their brain, like...
Dude, I can't imagine...
Are different now. Like, how is that even possible?
I can't imagine that I... Because I feel like I don't have a short attention span.
I do. I think I do. I have a bad attention span.
I don't... Yeah, I know you do. I'm not gonna lie.
I do. I really do.
I don't think mine's short, but it could... I feel like it could be much better.
But yeah, yeah.
Because of... Like, dude, if you're at, like, yesterday, I was in line at Starbucks, and I caught myself, like, just waiting in line. No, I was waiting for my coffee at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just waiting, and usually, like, people would just stand there and wait and, like, maybe look around, whatever. I, like, resorted to looking at my phone after checking my phone, like, 5 minutes before.
It's weird, because you feel like you have to be stimulated by something.
Yeah.
Like, even with, in the past year or so, I've listened to a lot of audiobooks and a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
So I'm always listening to something. So... I'll do something so... Not drive to the store. That's a bad example.
Yeah.
But I'll go, like, freaking go to the bathroom or something. Brush my teeth. I feel like I have to be listening to something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not like that.
It's, like, weird. Like, I have an itch to it. And I think your brain gets used to it. To anything. There's... Is he Russian?
Russia. Mother Russia.
How do you pronounce his last name? He's the guy that wrote Crime and Punishment.
I don't even know what that book is.
Crime and Punishment is a book.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Good start.
I'm looking up his name. Because I know his name, but I just don't want to butcher it.
But you don't know
Dostoevsky.
Oh, he was a mother Russian.
Yeah, he was Russian.
Dostoevsky.
He was Russian. He was an author, and he also, like, I think he was, like he did, like, he was, like, a Russian philosopher.
Right.
And he basically talked... His one line was, what man was made of was, man is a being that can conform to anything, or adapt to anything.
Right.
So if you think about it, if you're doing that every day, whether it be watching porn or listening to podcasts, like I said, or checking your phone,
yeah,
you can adapt to anything. And it's not like you're adapting and overcoming some kind of conflict. It's just you're adapting to what you're doing.
Yeah.
So you adapt to it and you get used to it.
Well, you can also adapt to not doing it.
Exactly. So
I feel like that's something that a lot of us need to work on.
I've given it so much thought about just getting a flip phone. I've talked about it for a long time.
You always talk about
but
it.
But I haven't done it.
You're not going to do
I'm
it.
I'm not going to do it.
No.
I don't think I'm going to do it, but it would be cool. It would be cool to see for like a month how it'd feel. Just go to work every day, have a flip phone.
I don't like it.
There's a couple reasons why I wouldn't do it. And this is not an excuse. This is, like, totally serious.
Yeah, go ahead.
I actually really like listening to podcasts and audiobooks on my drives.
Because
I feel
music.
Like they're... I don't listen to music as much.
Dude, lately, like, you know...
I don't listen to a lot of music.
You know how, like, sometimes there's, like, times where you don't know what music you listen to? Like you'd be like, oh, I don't know what to listen to. Like, you're in the car.
Yeah,
you have all this music, like, in the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, I have no clue what I want to listen to.
Yeah.
And then, so, like, I want to listen to a podcast or something, or listen to an audiobook.
Yeah.
Lately, which is usually me. Like, I'm usually like, dude, I don't know what to listen to. I'm just listening to a podcast.
Yeah.
But lately, dude, I've been on my shit with music. Like, I've been, like, finding new music. I've been like,
it comes kind of like in waves.
It comes in waves.
It does.
And this is the wave, like right now for me.
Because sometimes I'll be like, oh, I don't want to listen to audiobook, and I won't listen to audiobook or podcast for a week.
Yeah,
and I'll
just listen to music. That's me right now.
It's been you have to cycle it.
It's been like a week and a half since I listened to a podcast.
Yeah,
and it's not good because I'm missing all the good ones. But
we'll see that.
It's not good, but you know.
Okay, the way I look at it is, looking at Instagram, looking at Facebook, looking at all that is not constructive, really.
No.
But I feel like listening to podcasts and listening to audiobooks,
even which, music, for the most part.
Yeah, depending it's good, on what, it's good
depending
for the soul.
Yeah,
it's good
for
the
what soul. You listen to.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you listen to some,
like Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah, or like some.
But Five Finger Death Punch before the gym, dude.
Or 6ix9ine.
6ix9ine before the gym?
Nope.
Makes me a better person.
I'm saying in general, he doesn't make you like, a better person at all.
Yeah, probably not. I listen to him a lot, too.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Hence the bad person.
Yeah, hence that. Why I'm such hence a bad person. Listens to 6ix9ine.
Bad person.
Equals bad person.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, dude. It's like there's a couple reasons why I don't want to get rid of my smart, like not get rid of it, but go on the flip phone trend.
Yeah, it's not a trend, dude.
No, it's not a trend
at all.
Is a big part is audiobooks and podcasts.
Yeah,
like that's one of the main
the resources
and maps.
Well, technically
Google Maps too.
Yeah, yeah, because we don't know how to work, especially you,
dude. I'm
you
mad.
Don't know where you're going.
That's another reason why this thing sucks. That's another reason why smartphones suck.
Dude, you know what's funny?
You talk to an old dude, he's like, yeah, man, it's about like a mile south of here and this and that. And you take a left
right.
Here.
Yeah.
He knows every street. He knows the little streets.
You know
the sub streets.
You know what's funny, dude? Like, this sounds like super like teenager. Not teenager, but like super
millennial.
Like, yeah, I don't want to say, I hate that word.
Yeah, I do too.
This sounds like super like that of me.
That?
That.
Oh, I think it's
the
that.
Word.
Oh,
okay. I don't remember where we were. We were out of town, me and my family.
Uh-huh.
And I was driving with my dad. And I was like, I even said before MapQuest, because MapQuest wasn't even... You remember MapQuest?
It was like the first mapping.
You remember MapQuest, though? So like MapQuest was when you went online, you typed in the address, and you typed in your address, and then...
Oh!
And it printed
on the
it,
computer!
And then you had to print it out. So,
yeah, and you had to look at it while you were driving, and it was on a piece of paper.
Yeah. You're like a couple years younger than me, so now I was barely...
No, I remember it.
Yeah, you remember that, right?
I remember.
So you had to MapQuest things. You had to, like, say, like...
My brothers used it. I used it with my mom and dad and stuff.
You had to MapQuest things, and then you had to... you put in your address or where you're coming from and then where you're going.
Yeah.
And then... and then you print it out on your printer,
mm-hmm.
and then you had to look at the piece of paper as you went.
Yeah.
So I even, like, went as far as... I was like, Pops, like, before MapQuest, how did you guys, like, find things? He's like... A map.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Like you freaking like that's
you
like
looked,
Stone Age.
Yeah,
like,
you looked at a map? Like,
dude, it's bad too because
like we're so spoiled.
I have this thought in my
head.
It's
only gonna get worse.
I have this thought in my head.
Yeah.
Where it's like a weird thought, but it's like Armageddon, not Armageddon. Is that the correct word?
I think you're trying to say something else.
Like post-apocalyptic, like nuclear fallout.
Yeah.
You should be able to be completely self-sustainable. So you should be able to hunt. Know what water to drink, this and this and that, like, read a map, know where the sun sets. I don't know how to do any of those. But there's a part of me that thinks that every human should. And the fact that we don't know how to read maps is really bad.
You know what's crazy? Like, to think about where we've come from, like humans, human civilization, like, we started as, like nomads, travelers, the people that, like, founded the cities and states that we're in. Were people that traveled from a different place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then found it. And now we're sitting here
and
on your dad's couch.
And now we're like, we have
couch.
To drive to Phoenix?
We have to drive to Phoenix? And I just put it in Google Maps and then we'll figure out how to get there.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's weird, man. It's freaking weird. It's like, I don't know. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
It's not like it's weird, but it's not like groundbreaking because it's like, oh, we are advancing
and
all the
everyone,
time.
Everyone knows that it's like a... thing.
It's human nature. You're gonna advance, you're gonna make things more automated, but automated. Because think about it, like 20 years ago, to pay your bills you sent in a thing in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Now you do like auto bill pay. And Vanguard, the financial services company, Vanguard, sent out a letter to like the place I used to work at, and I was reading it, and it actually pulled up a good point. It was like, in the realm of financial services, like, financial advisors used to do everything, like, send out the mail, do this, do that, do this. and so many activities that took up so much time.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like you don't have to do any of that. So now financial advisors spend most of their time building relationships with clients. But you can take that idea and put it to regular humans too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we spent so much time paying bills, and we spent so much time like reading the map before you go out and do this, or like reading this before you do that, you know? And it's like, now you have so many things that do things for you.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can spend so much more of your time doing the things that we do. Doing the things that, like, Netflix, Amazon Prime, doing the garbage, sitting on your phone. The reason why we sit on our phone so damn much is because we have so much damn time.
Yeah, because if you...
Everything's self-automated. You don't have to do anything anymore.
Yeah, you don't have to do shit.
You really don't have to do a lot.
No.
You can sit on your couch. You can sit in your home and live. You order food.
The thing is, you can make money sitting on your couch.
That's the thing.
Like,
I'm sitting here talking about the negatives.
Yeah.
But it's like there's so much upside to it.
There's a lot of upside to it.
And that's what, to go back to Vanguard's article, that's what they were talking about. They were talking about all awesome. They were talking about how
the
industry
positive effects.
They were talking about how industry and people always talk about the negative effects.
Yeah.
But they're like, we need to look at the positive effects. Like, we can just spend all our time doing something so much more constructive.
Yeah.
Now that we don't have to focus about that.
For sure.
Focus on that.
For sure.
Like, if you have an online business, you work adamantly, 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
Dude, you can have a good living if you know what you're doing, this and this and that, and, like...
For sure.
And that's like a plus side. Another plus side, people are just like
anything, dude. There's positives and negatives.
Yeah,
it's not just technology.
There is true.
Like, there's a positive and a negative to every single thing that we do.
Yeah.
And everything that's created.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like... We're talking about this like it's like a new thing that there's, even though technology is definitely probably the biggest.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That's what's weird too. Like when you think of it that way, that's a good way to put it. There's positives and negatives and everything. As simple as that idea is, and as simple as people use that like cliche
mm-hmm.
line. It's, like, not enough people think about that.
My armpits are so sweaty right now. I can't...
Really?
I can't focus. Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, air them out.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Okay. Then you'll be able to focus better.
Yeah.
So, it's just, like... it's, like, one of those things, like, it's weird. It's, like... when people talk about politics, right?
Yeah.
They think, like, the thing that they are talking about has no negative effects. And they're like, look at this awesome thing, idea that I have. It's, like, no, everything has negative effects.
Yeah.
Whether you're freaking Libertarian, Republican, Democrat, like everything that you believe in has positive and negatives on everyone.
Yes.
There's not anything that's good
for
everyone.
There's nothing that's perfect for everyone.
There's not. And
one thing.
Until you point it out to me, then like, I won't believe that. There's no way.
Yeah.
It's not just politics, but I'm saying like in that regard, people can relate to that very simply. Like, oh, well, I believe in this. Well, you have to think about the negatives of what you believe in. And people don't want to think that, you know, they're negative.
They don't want to think they're wrong, ever.
It's interesting. It's just, you got to weigh it out, like pros and cons and stuff.
Yeah.
How about some topics from Instagram?
Some more topics? Yeah, it's porn.
Well, we literally did one topic out of how many that people asked us?
Let's see. Fashion.
Fashion? That's another
Are you
one.
The right person to talk about this?
Dude, I literally wear sandals and shorts everywhere.
I'm not going to say shit because I wore Crocs today to your house.
Let's talk about fashion.
My Crocs are downstairs.
Let's talk about fashion for a little
bit. All right. How do you feel about Crocs?
When it comes to fashion...
They're comfortable as fuck. Go ahead.
Exactly. When it comes to fashion, I'm not a big fashion guy. I'm really not. I'm very practical. I'm like, this shirt's comfy. My jeans are comfy.
Yeah.
My shoes are comfy. And that's okay. As long as I don't look like a buffoon,
yeah,
then I'm okay.
Well, naturally, you look like a buffoon.
Well, that's the thing. If I look like a less of a buffoon than I normally am, then I'm okay with that. And pretty much everywhere I go, I wear short shorts and rainbow sandals in the summer. And then in winter, I wear a regular hoodie, jeans, and like some Chucks and a watch.
Yeah.
There's too much money. It's too much money to freaking just be balling out all the time. And the thing is, one of the things I hate the most is that when people don't have money and they buy all the expensive clothes. But there's a flip side to that. If one of your passions
is
fashion.
Yeah. Passion is, if one of your passions is fashion.
I have a couple buddies that like do like the whole fashion club at ASU and this and that, and they're like, they know everything.
Yeah.
There is. Whether it be like designer this, designer that, and they really love it, and that's what they want to spend their money on.
Yeah, let them do it.
Do it.
And if awesome. And if that's okay, like if they're okay with that lifestyle.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's cool because so, I know people like sneakerheads,
mm-hmm.
like sneakerheads, like those guys will spend their whole paycheck mm-hmm. on a pair of sneakers, and like, but if they're okay with doing that, and that's what makes them happy, then fuck it, dude. Do
like,
it.
Like, do it. Yeah. It's whatever makes you happy, really. Like, there's a part of me that's like, dude, that's really not financially responsible.
But for you, it's like...
But there's another part of
priorities.
Me. Exactly. Yeah. I spend my money on other things. Yeah. I spend my money on going out with my friends.
Yeah.
I spend my money on...
Other things.
Other things.
Not that.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is... Yeah, that, I thought about that the other day. Not the other day. Just recently. Like, how, like, people, like, spend all their money on, like, expensive, like, articles of clothing and stuff.
Yeah.
And... Like, before, I was always like, dude, that's so stupid. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah. I still think it's not the smartest thing, but I don't go to the extent of, like, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it's literally what makes them happy.
Yeah.
And that's
and it's, like, their thing.
And it's good for them.
It's their thing.
Yeah. Like, how do you feel about the Yeezys? Like, how do you feel about the Yeezy...
What about them? Like, the shoes? Or like, the clothes?
Oh, that's a good one too. Because
like
Yeezy clothes, I don't like Yeezy clothes.
I mean, I would never wear them. But that it goes all the way back to what I just said.
Whatever makes you happy.
Whatever makes you happy. Yeah. If you freaking love the Yeezy Season 18 clothes, and you think Yeezys look dope, and you want to spend your money on them, and you can buy them retail, and they're a lot cheaper retail. Like
yeah, they are.
If you buy them and you think like they're comfy and stuff, dude. Cool.
Go for
ahead.
It. Yeah.
Go for it. For that's sure. You. That's part of your character, you know? It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, but I would never do that.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't... And it goes back to it. If you like it, you like it.
You know what? Let's now that we're talking about fashion, let's talk about my fanny pack.
Fanny packs are dope, honestly. Yeah. I like a lot of people poop on fanny packs, but, like, they're so practical.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I wear mine around my chest.
Yes, you do.
That's diagonally.
Diagonally.
Not just around my chest
like a tourist.
Yeah. So.
Like an Asian tourist.
Yeah.
They do it a lot.
Do they? Around the chest?
Asian tourists?
Yeah.
I thought that's where you got it from.
No.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't.
They do that a
lot.
Well,
I was talking
about Disneyland. Go to Disneyland. You'll see.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's what I did, too. But I didn't see a lot of people around their chest.
You went to Disney World.
Went to Disney. Yeah.
Different.
Much more affluent.
Affluent?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Disney World's a check, bro.
Yeah, that's a...
That's like a whole new thing. You save up for Disney World.
Yeah.
Disneyland is like, let's go to Disneyland in a couple months.
Let's go to Disneyland.
Disney World is like, hey, you want to go to Disney World next year?
Yeah, let me just pull out my 401k.
Yeah, let me liquidate all my assets. Anyways.
Yeah, so I was talking to one of my buddies, his older brother. He's and then he saw me walk in with my fanny pack around my chest. And he's like, dude, like everyone in Europe does it like that. And
dude,
they all
the
do it.
The only place we don't that doesn't do it is here.
Yeah, because
like men have satchels in Europe.
Yeah, that's dope. I can't wait to be able to rock a satchel.
I don't know if I'd wear a full blown satchel, but a fanny pack. Fanny packs are
like
very convenient.
Yeah, I love
dude,
my fanny
you know
pack,
how much
dude.
It sucks stuffing my wallet,
in
my phone, my keys, a knife.
Oh.
And then like whatever else.
Yeah, in your Pop-Tarts.
In my Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
In my pockets.
Pizza rolls.
My freaking Tostitos.
Tostitos pizza rolls.
Pizza rolls. My spaghetti. My out of pocket of spaghetti.
My lumpia.
My lumpia that I always have on hand. Dude, and like you sit down.
Dude,
the thing is, jeans aren't baggy anymore.
No, jeans are skin. We're in the fashion trend of
back
tighter.
Back
to fashion. Well, this has always been fun.
Yeah, that's true. We're talking
about fanny packs. We're at the phase of tight jeans again.
Yeah.
And it's not comfortable.
Yeah.
That's actually really why not. I started wearing my fanny pack, because I was sick of, like, sitting on my wallet.
Yeah.
Sitting and
it's bad for your
back. It's actually really bad for your back.
Yeah.
So I was like, dude, this sucks. And I was sick of, like, shoving things in my, like you said, shoving things in your pocket. And I just, like, and I'm just like, zzz.
Yeah.
Oh, you need chapstick? Here, I can hold more in my fanny pack than I could in my wallet.
You know,
or in my pocket.
A big reason why I don't carry like chapstick or anything like that.
Because it melts in Arizona.
Not only that, it's just like in your pocket and stuff. Like, if I carried around a fanny pack, like the one you carry around, it's actually pretty big.
Yeah.
So you can carry a lot of stuff in that.
Carry
I would legit there. Carry chapstick, gum.
That's what I...
Freaking... I would carry a Leatherman around if I could. Uh-huh. You know what Leatherman is, right?
No, I'm just agreeing with you.
It's the tool that, like,
folds. Oh, yeah,
like
yeah, this, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that old dudes have in their trucks. I didn't know
that's what it was called.
Yeah, that's, like, the one-stop shop. It's like a, it's like the giant Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
The Leatherman tool. I would carry all
it's
that.
It's a man's man
That's,
tool.
Like, a man's man thing.
Yeah.
And then I would carry a gun in there, too.
There you go.
I'd carry everything.
Yeah, do
that. And then my pockets would be completely empty. Maybe I would carry my phone in my pocket.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Right now, I don't have my fanny pack on me right now, but I have... my wallet, I have my chapstick, I have a pen, because you don't... You always need a pen when you don't have a pen.
Yeah, that's very true.
Band-aids.
You always need band-aids.
First
keys. Aid kit.
Keys. A small child.
A defibrillator. Anyone goes to
a humidifier.
My inhaler.
okay, well, seriously. Where was I? Wallet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's...
my phone sometimes.
It's convenient, keys. Dude.
Yeah.
I honestly...
and it's right on my chest. So it's like...
it's like a lot of people would rather be stylish than be comfy. I would just rather be comfy than stylish.
You know what's crazy? That I feel like this is a trend that's... the fanny pack thing around the chest especially, I feel like it's going to become a thing.
I feel like it is.
Because like a couple weeks ago, the NFL posted a picture of Odell Beckham Jr.
Uh-huh.
And he had one on his chest. And I was like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
It's coming back.
You're catching it before it...
no, I caught it before. I'm not catching it now.
You caught,
I caught the ball before...
you caught the wave before it breaks.
No, because that's not...
that like, doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I'm not a surfer.
Nope.
I surfed once.
Anyway.
I went on a surfing trip, and I surfed multiple times on that surfing trip. It was terrible. I got wrecked.
Yeah, well, you're a broken
the
toy.
The waves at Imperial Beach... made me feel really insecure for like a year. It like threw me into the sand and I'm like, I can't feel my legs.
You can't feel your legs, period.
Period, exactly.
Hey, but can we tell the people how you got hurt swimming?
Yeah.
So Armani, hold on.
Hey, hold on.
Let me give him a backstory.
This is my knee.
Armani
is
the least athletic person.
Least athletic. I could probably do 3 push-ups.
And that's on a good day.
That's after I shoot up tea.
That's after a tea.
I take like 4 tea boosters.
Yeah.
And I drink a Bang and I listen to Five Finger Death Punch. Yeah, I can do 6 push-ups.
6. Yeah, there you go.
6 elevated like knee push-ups. You know when you get on your knees you do push-ups?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you don't do on your toes?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. I can do 6 of those.
Anyway, so
on a good
day. We're at the bar on Friday night, me, Cam, our buddy Cam and Armani.
No, this was last night.
No.
Yes, I hurt my knee last night.
No, but we were talking about it on Friday night.
Give backstory.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then Cam and I, we both train, like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We do things.
They're sick.
We do things that
they
are
have
like
strong knees.
Yeah, we do things where our body can get hurt.
Yeah.
Armani, let's also give a backstory how Armani tried Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu once.
Hurt my knee.
Hurt his knee. Anyway.
Context, I don't have a ligament in my knee, so, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's broken. He's a broken toy.
Yeah.
You would return him.
Right I jumped away. Off a lot of things when I was a kid, so.
And then we're at the bar. He's like, dude, you guys gotta start swimming, because swimming is the only thing that I can never get hurt in. Like,
it's great for the body,
it's great
bro.
For my body. I've never gotten hurt swimming. I've gotten hurt doing everything else I've done physically. But swimming.
Arms.
That's Friday night. All right, Armani. What happened on Saturday, Armani?
I was swimming on Saturday, and I kicked really hard, and my knee hurt. And I got out of the pool, and I was like, and I really felt like, you know when you just feel like a low point in your life?
Nope.
Like, I can't accomplish anything?
Nah.
I felt that.
Not me.
Yeah. I went home, and I was like.
Never felt that.
I went home, and I was like, you know, that roof is really high. Someone would get really hurt if they jumped off of it.
It would be a shame if I,
It'd be a shame if I.
Tried that.
Tried to reshingle my roof and slipped.
It'd be a shame if I put up the Christmas lights in the middle of August.
Around my neck.
Oh!
Anyways.
Armani has weak knees.
Can we move on from that?
Yeah. We're about fashion,
my knees, my weak knees.
Yeah, you're not the only one though. I know people with weak ankles.
That would suck.
Yeah.
I think knees worse.
Better. No, knees worse. No, that's an
knees like one of the worst things that you could. Knee and back.
Back. Ugh. Back problems? Hell no.
That's like the worst.
Yeah, I'd rather have a knee problem than a back problem.
What else? We've touched on porn, back, spines,
fashion.
What else is there? There's a lot of freaking things.
Not really.
No? I think we covered like 90% of it with just porn.
Because you have a top five favorite movies?
Top five favorite movies?
Yeah, off the top of your dome.
Haven't we done this?
Okay, what are your top five favorite movies? Go. Maybe we have, but it was something that someone asked.
I got this. Shawshank Redemption. Seven. Oh man, this is hard.
Yeah, you
The Shining.
Okay. Which I still have never seen.
That's a great movie. We've talked about this before.
We have talked about that.
Oh, crap. What else? I'm trying to think. Love me some Denzel. What's my favorite Denzel movie?
Training Day?
Training Day might be my favorite Denzel movie. Top five? Dude, that's like the hardest thing I've ever done. I'm missing a lot of movies right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's throw in Goodfellas. Let's just throw it in.
Okay.
That's like rough. I'm missing a lot of movies. What about you, Kemosabe?
Okay, my favorite movie is Interstellar, as I've stated before.
Yeah.
I'm not as good at, I'm not, like, I don't know, dude. Because I always put things in the category of top 10 favorite movies.
What about Inception?
I need to watch that again.
I need to watch it too. I was young when I saw it.
Yeah, I was.
So like, I don't remember a lot of it. Oh, The Usual Suspects. I forgot about The Usual Suspects.
I like that movie, but it's not I know you actually put me on that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say that's like.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie for sure. Yeah. I like the twist on
but
it.
But not too. One of your favorites.
No, that's like your. That's a you kind of movie.
Right now, I'm looking at the top. If you guys ever want good movies.
IMDb
top 250 list. When I was like a kid, probably like in 7th, 8th grade. I took this list and I watched, like, not all of it, but I watched most of the movies on here, and honestly, it's the best decision I ever made.
Let's see.
Because it's like, you might as well pick from the list of, like, the best movies ever.
Yeah, but what if it's... That's a different kind of, thing, though, because these are, like, movies that are well put together, blah, blah, blah,
but,
like...
But it's, like, for anyone, it's a good quality movie.
Yeah, you're right.
Unless you get lost really easy with movies.
Because, like, I want to say, like, a lot of my favorite movies are, like, corny movies, you know, like...
Well, it depends. I try not to like, put together my favorite corny movies and, like, serious movies. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I really like, one movie I love, honestly, is, it's, like, it's not nowhere near, like, a IMDb 9 overall rating or anything.
Yeah.
But, one of my favorite movies is Friends with Benefits.
Never saw that.
Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis.
Never saw that.
Dude, it's because I'm, like, such a fucking pussy.
Yeah, I was going to say, that would never... A movie like that would never be in my top 100.
Love a good love story.
I'm trying to think of... I don't watch romance movies. Ever.
Yeah, well...
Ever.
Hey.
It's not that I don't like them. Because I've seen, like, a couple of them.
Uh-huh.
And they're, like, pretty good. Yeah. Like, I enjoy them. Good story, this and that. But it's just, like, I never sit down... Like, what are good romance? I don't freaking know. I like things that make you just mess up your head.
You're... That explains a lot.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Seven. Seven's, like, super, like, grim and, like, super crazy.
That explains why he's messes messed
you
up.
Shawshank Redemption is
messed up. Have you ever seen City of God?
Yes.
Such
it's
a good
all
movie.
In Portuguese.
Yeah.
City of God is a very good movie.
Such, like, one of the best. Actually, that might be up there, too, for me. I can't say I have a top five favorite movies. All I know is Interstellar's number one, and then
Interstellar's number one.
Interstellar's number one, and then I just have a bunch of movies that I like.
You ever seen Silence of the Lambs?
No. Is that supposed to be a scary movie?
Hello, Clarice. You ever hear that? You've heard that line, right?
I think I want to watch a scary movie today.
Hello,
by
Clarice.
Myself.
We said that last time, remember?
Yeah, but I didn't want to watch it. But today I'm in the mood.
Silence of the Lambs is really good because it's, like, super disturbing.
Oh, shit. Saving Private Ryan. Saving Ryan's Privates.
Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Shaving Ryan's Privates. Solid movie. The Green Mile is on here. I am fucking...
Edouard Delacroix.
Yeah, well, if you don't remember last time, I'm terrified
of that movie. Sentenced to death. That's a great movie. That's a great freaking
movie. It is
movie.
A good movie. I'm
Tom Hanks. The man, bro.
Well, who do you have? Do you have a...
Favorite actor?
Not favorite actor, but, like, best actor?
best actor?
Because, like, there's favorite actors and there's, like, best actors.
Best actor. Dude, is it, like, my opinion or, like objectively, who is the best actor of all time?
Your opinion.
Wait a minute. One of my favorite
because yours is going to be, like, Patrick Swayze. Not Patrick Swayze. I know who you're going to say, actually.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey is one of my favorites. I don't like the things that he's done in his personal life. As an actor, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington. Beautiful. Love me some Denzel.
You talking about the way he looks or his acting?
Acting. And okay. The thing is, people go, oh, yeah, I loved Training Day. But it's like, no. Go watch all his movies.
Yeah.
Go watch The Manchurian Candidate. Go watch freaking Devil in the Blue Dress. Go watch John Q. Go watch Fences. All of them.
Yeah.
Even back in the day, go watch, I think, which one? What was it called? Shoot, Man on Fire.
Man on Fire was good.
That's Denzel, right?
That's Denzel.
Am I? Yeah. All those movies, like, Denzel is just insanely good.
I want to say my favorite actor
might be Will Smith.
I like Will Smith.
I think Will Smith is my favorite actor.
Will Smith is a good actor. Great actor, actually.
I feel like I'm missing. I know there's someone I'm missing.
A couple of my favorites are pretty basic.
Like
just based off my childhood. I love some Matt Damon.
Okay.
Some Mark Wahlberg. Some freaking Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson. You ever seen The Departed?
Yeah, but not in a long time.
Jack Nicholson is a killer, man. He is good.
Yeah.
He's really freaking good. Who else? Tom Hanks is great.
You're so in. Like, Paul
Rudd.
You're like way ahead of me on this movie talk.
I love movies. That's
I know
fine.
You do. I do love too. But like movies. You like. I think you think about them way more than I do. So
yeah.
So it's like
American History X is a great movie, not for the faint of heart.
Who's your favorite female actress? Female actress. Who's your favorite actress?
Ooh.
Not just on looks.
No. I'm trying to think. See, that's the thing. It's just like without like looking at a list, it's hard.
It is very hard.
Like, I had to look up the IMDb top 250 for, what's it called? For the movies. Okay, yeah. It's just like, it doesn't come to me.
Are you looking at a list of women? Or
actresses.
I keep saying women actresses, but actresses are just women actors. So
yeah, it's like redundant.
Yeah.
Emma Stone is from Scottsdale?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I wonder if she's a good person.
Nah. Why is she not a good person?
Just kidding. Because I always meet bad people in Scottsdale.
Oh, right. I think one of my favorites by far is Natalie Portman. One of my favorites.
Yeah,
I like her as a person,
and
too.
She's beautiful.
No, not like even if she was like gross, like she's a good actor,
yeah.
And she's a like her story and just her like personally, she's a really cool person. Like she's just very interesting. There's a lot to her.
Isn't she British?
Natalie Portman?
Is she not?
Are you thinking about someone else? She's Israeli.
Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
Yeah. I only know she's not.
She's Israeli.
Yeah, she's not American.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's dope. She's really, really cool. Who else? I was about to say women actresses. You got me saying it now.
Women.
Love me some Margot Robbie.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
She's a good actor.
She is. Actress.
She's really good. God dang it, actress.
Yeah.
I'm like all over the place now.
Yeah, you're all over the place.
You like Hilary Swank? I think she's pretty good.
I think
like
she's
Swank.
Good.
But she's not the best.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know any movie.
Sandra Bullock's strong.
Yeah, she's up there.
Sandra Bullock's dope. I like Sandra Bullock.
I actually just watched Miss Congeniality.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not the first time I watched it, but I watched it again like yesterday with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like a really she's a good actress.
Yeah.
She has a new movie out.
I saw that.
It's like they rob a bank or they rob the Met Gala.
Ocean's 8.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the originals?
No.
Dude.
I was gonna say funny. I mean good.
They are.
I mean funny too.
Well,
probably.
Okay. So basically the premise of it is it's called there's three movies. I think they should have just made one. There's Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13. Ocean's 11. I was actually talking to one of my buddies.
Wait, are you talking about like
the bank?
George.
You were about to say Lopez.
No,
George
I was
Clooney.
Say George Clooney ones?
Yeah.
I've seen all those.
Yeah. That's... Ocean's 8 is based off those. It's like... Because Sandra Bullock is George Clooney's wife. She's Miss Ocean.
Dude, oh yeah. I forgot.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what the new one is.
Love me some Scarlett Johansson.
She's a good actress,
dude,
though.
She's really good.
She's a very good actress. Like, did you hear about so she was supposed to play a transgender character?
In what?
And in a movie. They pitched the movie and she was supposed to play a transgender character.
Uh-huh.
And then the transgender community protested it so much that they cut the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Because she's not transgender.
Because she's not transgender.
I can see where...
But I feel like having her play a transgender character...
I feel like that's good support.
It's good support. It's a good awareness. But people would watch that.
But maybe the community feels like they're just monetizing the name. And they know people would buy that. And they know people would love that. And it's Scarlett Johansson, so it would make a lot of money. So maybe they know... You know what I'm saying? Because in a way, that is kind of a backhand.
But it's the movie industry.
And it's... That is true. I will say the movie industry is pretty grimy and they profit off everything.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it was. I feel like that's what it would be.
But I feel like... Wouldn't you think that having Scarlett Johansson play a transgender character, like, main character... She's the main character, transgender.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, like...
I don't think so, dude.
Don't you think that it would bring awareness
if
to...
If you asked me, do you think they would get mad or love that more? I would go, I think they would get mad.
Well, obviously, because they protested.
But no. But I'm saying, like, if you asked me before, I would be like, yeah, I don't know if they would like that.
Okay. Okay.
So basically, you're wrong and I'm right.
Basically, go to hell.
Basically, I'm better.
Oh.
Jennifer Aniston, great actress.
She's... I love her. She's so much.
She's funny. She's really funny. She's like genuinely
and
funny.
And she's like 40 something. How old is she?
Something like that.
So 40-something, she's just a dime piece? Like, I've never seen anyone that...
Angelina Jolie loved her in Mr. and Mrs. Smith. That was, like, one of my favorite movies growing up.
Dude, Angelina Jolie and Jennifer Aniston, you have to pick a team.
I do?
Yeah.
Didn't they both date one guy?
Yeah, so...
Brad Pitt?
No, Jennifer Aniston was with Brad Pitt, and then she left he left Jennifer Aniston for Angelina Jolie.
Sorry, Jennifer Aniston.
Who would you pick? Who'd you pick, Jennifer Aniston or Angelina Jolie to marry?
Oh, to marry?
Like, if you were to, like, if you were Brad Pitt, no, don't say that, because you're not.
I'm not. That's hard. What?
Who are you going to pick? Pick one.
Angelina Jolie's dad is John Voight?
You didn't know that?
Okay, I don't like this anymore. I don't want to do this internet thing anymore. Now I'm just finding out things that I want to know. Since when?
Hey, pick one.
I don't know. That's hard.
I say Jennifer Aniston.
Both. I'm going to do Angelina. I can't talk. Angelina Jolie, just to spite you.
Okay. I'm down with that.
She was in The Bone Collector with Denzel. That was a good movie as well.
Do you have any other... topics that people message you about?
Me? I'm trying to remember. It's on my phone. I don't really remember.
So, I think the most talked about one was porn.
Which we touched base on.
We touched a lot of bases on that one.
Yeah.
Fashion, we touched on. We even touched on movies.
We touched on a lot of stuff. We kind of went off into a rabbit hole, though.
Yeah, we went on a huge rabbit hole. Like, it's like a big rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Like a big one.
That could fit a lot of rabbits.
That could fit a lot of all the rabbits. All right. Let's wrap this one up.
All right, boys. What are we going to go eat?
Last
time
we got wings last time.
We got wings last time. I don't want to eat anything too gross.
Yeah. You know I have a tournament next week. I can't.
Yeah. I'm... Just
you're gonna watch the tournament.
Yeah, I'm gonna be watching.
Like, I have to watch the tournament. I can't eat, Pat.
I'm gonna watch you at the tournament. I can't eat, man.
I can't eat nothing crazy.
I can't eat in general.
We'll eat something. I'm not sure. Maybe wings again. I kind of want a corn dog, but I don't know.
We can get double quarter pounders, the ones with real beef.
You love your quarter pounders. I
love McDonald's.
Oh god.
McDonald's. Shout out McDonald's, bro. Shout out Ronald, bro. The homie, bro.
Oh god, I
feel like that guy kills people.
Yeah, I'm scared of him, honestly.
Why are people scared of clowns?
Are you scared of clowns?
No! They're not scary. It wasn't scary at all. Guy just looked like a freaking rapist. That's it.
I can't say I'm scared of clowns,
They're either. A little creepy, they're but creepy. I'm not, like, scared of yeah. them.
I'm not...
scared of spiders.
I'm scared of bugs.
I'm scared of spiders and... If it can't hurt me, I'm not scared of it.
Really? You're not scared of cockroaches?
Dude, I'll pick... Ask
Oh, anyone. Wait, I've seen you pick up a cockroach.
I'll pick up a cockroach with my bare hands if it's alive. I don't care. Because it's not going to bite me.
Yeah, but it's disgusting.
It's really not that gross. It's just an animal.
It's not an animal.
It's like a dog, but really small and
nope,
gross.
That's not true. Don't cockroaches ever...
Cockroaches are like dogs.
Don't ever put them in the same class again.
They're kind of like dogs. They have legs. Hey, they have bodies.
You're a dog, all right?
I'm kind of like a dog. I have legs.
You're hairy.
I'm hairy. I bark.
You bark at people.
I bark at people when I get angry.
You get mad when I leave you in the car for too long.
Yeah, it's like really hot and you don't even lower the windows or leave a water bowl. But the thing is, like, think about it. Cockroach is not going to freaking do anything to you. Spider? Yeah, I'm not trying to die or turn into Spider-Man. That's
You're
a big
not?
Responsibility. Yeah, I don't want my Uncle Ben to get shot in the mouth.
You're not Superman, you know? Super Spider-Man quote. Get it?
That was stupid.
With great power comes great responsibility, Peter Parker.
Is that what Uncle Ben said after he got his wig split?
No, dude, that's before he got his wig split.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah, he's like, with great power.
I thought he said that as he was dying.
No, dude.
Dude, I haven't seen him since I was like 9.
Whatever. Anyway, let's get some quarter pounders or some.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Bot B Nation, how do you feel about that one?
Barrel Boys!
We're the Barrel Boys. Alright, guys.
Have a good week.
We're out of here. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.